Q94 Joe Mountain Rock. I'm Gary Lee. Coach's show continues. Week four is here, and kickoff is just hours away, 7 p.m. And we've got, of course, right here on Q94, the Mountain of Rock, the Houston Tigers, and it's a battle of Texas County. As just a hop, skip, and a jump from Houston is Kabul. And that is tonight's opponent. Joining me is head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Hey, Coach, how are we doing?
I'm good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. It's congratulations on a win last week over the, you know, opening SEA play with a win over the Salem Tigers, 28-7. And, I mean, I'll just say this, a pretty eventful night.
It was a very long night. I don't even know. It was at halftime. I was said, "What time is it?" Because it feels really late.
Yeah, it was.
It was after 10 o'clock when the game ended, and I looked down and saw what time it was. I thought, "Oh my, what a marathon!" But anyway, we got out of there with a win and advanced to 3-0, and here we are, week four.
Well, I mean, it was it was a game where. And games like this are so hard when, for me, for as far as calling the games, and I've had other coaches, you know, look at me and say, well, it's the same for us as well. When there's no flow, there's no rhythm. I mean, it's you start to get a little rhythm, and then there's a stop, and then there's another stop, and then there's frustration, and then, you know, you try to get some momentum, and then there's a stop. I mean, and that's kind of how the Houston-Salem game went, wasn't it?
It really was. Unfortunately, we won the toss and deferred, and I think it was 3 and out or something. And then the first play from scrimmage for us, we scored. And then it seemed like from then on, I mean, really both sides struggled to get into a flow. But, you know, offensively, every time we would have a big play, it seemed like there's a flag or we're getting behind the chains. I mean, it was 3rd and 25, and then there'd be a series of penalties, and it'd be first down for us. And I mean, it was just a weird night, and it was very difficult. I'm sure it's difficult to watch if you're play-by-play calling the game. I'm sure it was difficult, but I mean, both groups struggled to get in a rhythm offensively, and you know, I guess we need to definitely try to clean up some things that that the officials didn't like, but. You know, at the end of the game, we got out of there with a win, and it just took a lot longer than we were hopeful.
Well, I mean, you know, it was kind of a balanced night for you. You know, running, throwing. I mean, it was especially when you needed a play. When you needed a play,
that
was the big thing. You know, I mean, just kind of looking at it, it's when the Tigers needed to make a play, they you know, for the most part, they were able to cash in.
Yeah. I thought we did a good job and were pretty balanced. We did have a couple pretty big pass plays, a touchdown called back. But again, you know.
I was going to ask you real quick. Why was it called back? What was the call on that? Was it an illegal lineman downfield or what was
that? That was the call. Yes.
Because, I mean, I watched that thing, and maybe I missed it, but I went back and watched it, and I didn't see it. I mean, after the ball left his hand, you know, and it was like, you know, going through the air, I seen it, you know, but I didn't see it. So did I miss it, or was it?
I don't know, Gary. I'm not sure what the proper answer is. I don't know. I thought a lot of the penalties that night were kids being aggressive. My message to them on Monday was, I'm never going to – that's exactly what I've asked you to do. You did what I asked you to do, and tonight we got called penalties for it, and you know, we're not going to change anything. We were being aggressive, and I commend you for playing hard to the whistle and I don't know, maybe we need to pull up just a little sooner with a block or something like that, but you have to adjust to to what's being called, and we'll just have to do a better job of that in the future.
Yeah. Well, tonight you got the Kabul Bulldogs just down the road, and what are you seeing out of Kabul, and you know, this year?
You know, they've got some. They have some speed. Carson Lindsey. I mean, anybody that's been around track knows he has track speed. The Honeycutt kid. He's a sophomore, but he appears to have pretty good speed. So I think both of those kids are capable of getting out the back door at any minute. So, you know, we're going to have to keep those two contained. And then Carson Long, he does a good job at the quarterback and runs the ball quite a bit. But he's going to ride Lindsey and decide if he's going to pull it or if he's going to give it. And so we better have somebody assigned to him, because I don't know who he's reading at all times, but or if it's a call, I'm not even sure. But he'll definitely put the ball on the hip and ride and then pull it. And you know, I don't know that he's got track speed, but he's pretty quick. So definitely those three guys on offense, we got to contain them. And they got some big kids up front that did not play last year. So unfortunately, as stacked as Kabul was last year, probably good they didn't play, because they are big, nasty boys. So they would have fit in great with that group last year, and I'm so thankful all those big linemen graduated from last year, so that way these guys wouldn't have running mates.
Well, and, you know, I mean, tonight's game, really, you've done a good job at the line of scrimmage, and tonight, I think, you know, the ante's up a little bit more with the size of Kabul. But if you can, you know, stop them, if you can blow things up at the line of scrimmage, man, that makes things a lot easier for the linebackers, cornerbacks, you know. It just makes things better.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I think the strength of our team is offense and defensive line. I mean, that's where we're the deepest at. And I mean, we don't have anybody that's just extremely huge, but you know, we have a lot of 215 to 250 pound kids. So across the board, I mean, we're gonna weigh out pretty good every night. And I mean, they're all older kids. So again, I think going into the end of the season, we thought it was gonna be a strength, and it's proven to be where we have the most depth. So hopefully we're able and ready to take on those two big boys and slow those guys down, and definitely keep them out off of our linebackers, because I mean, that's going to be a huge mismatch if we get those two kids on a linebacker or a D-back. It'll be bad for us.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, I mean, it's an old cliche, but it is. I mean, it's true. You know, games are won and lost at the line of scrimmage. There are exceptions, but games are really won and lost at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and our kids kind of have embraced that. They want to put the team on their back and carry the load, and want to be responsible for whatever is happening. And, you know, that's kind of encouraging to see as a coach, when you have a group of. And really, we only return one starter up front. So for them to be mature enough and say, you know, this is our time, and this is what we're going to get done, and we're going to win and lose right behind us. I mean, it's refreshing, and it's fun to see some kids that haven't been under a lot of bright lights on Fridays take that role and responsibility and want to run with it.
Yeah, right on. Well, everybody, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan, we appreciate you taking some time out this morning to visit with us. Good luck tonight. Again, the Tigers are taking on the Bulldogs out of Kabul. You can catch all that action right here on the Mountain of Rock Q94. Coach, we'll catch you next week.
All right, thanks, Garrett.